Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get to know me.
Oh, is that the name of the segment?
Get to know me. It's really more like get to know us. We are blessed, and I mean blessed.
Yes.
To have both of our interns, intern Mac and intern Robbie, are both in studio with us today. And I don't know which one of you, Rob or Oscar, who came up with a brilliant idea.
It was him.
Having a segment, Oscar Santana
yes.
segment. He gets the authorship on this.
Yes.
The segment entitled Get to Know Us, where we ask questions to see which intern really knows us best.
I think the rules should work this way, Mike. You will start, and we will move in a clockwise manner. You will start by choosing an intern and then posing a question to the intern about either Oscar or myself. The intern answers, and then Oscar and I will confirm whether or not it was correct or incorrect.
True.
Yes, and then we play the 20.
Can you explain that again?
Okay, you will start. You will ask one of the... It is your choice.
Why does your microphone... I know you love to have guests, but turn theirs down and yours up. Because I'm sad.
I'm hearing you talk like this a little bit.
He doesn't talk into the microphone.
Is that what it is?
Yes. No, it's not that, actually.
He talks to the side of the microphone.
That should be much better.
Okay,
that's
so...
That's not that much better.
So... So I go first?
Yes, and what you do is you choose one of the interns, and then you say... you, Oscar.
Hey, oh, could you try that again, but into the mic? You like talking off mic for some reason.
I'm not. I'm right on the microphone.
No, I'm right on the microphone. That's just silly.
Do me a favor. You're okay. Driving me nuts because of the mic. You know how you have it? You have it like that. That's the way you...
Yes.
You're talking across it with your mic at that angle. Turn it down. Lift the whole boom up. Lift the whole boom. And then turn the microphone down towards your... Fate. There you go.
It's going to sound exactly the same.
No, it's not.
But even if
I'm enough of an audiophile to know that it's not. It's actually going to sound better.
This is I'm marveling at how grand I sound right now. Thank you.
You sound clearer.
You totally sound the same.
All right, let me tell you. I'm going to give an example right now.
Right.
All right. Here we go. I'm talking right now.
Yes, that was Rob 2 minutes ago.
Degradation of audio quality. No, but it's the same angle. It's the same angle.
If I lift it up like that, that is not the same angle.
It was the same on mine. It's different on yours. And also note that what you hear is not what I hear. Because you're hearing
a send. I know you just changed your send to me.
Right, because
I know
wanted
that's
to
what
sound,
you did. Even though I will go back and listen, I will listen to it today, and I will make my final determination.
Okay, you know what? That's a lie too.
No,
this is a whole tapestry of lies.
It is not a tapestry of lies, you bastard.
Oh, that'd be a great book.
All right,
tapestry of lies.
This is get to know us
on the 20.
Rob, and Oscar, and myself, and Mike. We're going to ask the interns questions about each other and not them. And the intern that knows the most about all of us will be the winner. Pony, are you going to keep score?
First to 10 points. He will.
Yes. No, let's make it first to 100 points. 10 points each question. Always like to do that. Just kind of a game show thing. You know
right.
what I mean? Pony, so each intern gets 10 points. And make sure that we have asked each intern the proper amount of questions, which means they're equal amounts of questions.
I know how we can do that. What you will choose the first one, and then we'll alternate.
I will choose the first question or first intern?
Both.
Okay.
And also, there's no penalty for a wrong answer, so please guess.
Who gets to ask the first? Rob, you ask the first question. I will choose the intern.
Okay, you choose the intern, Mike.
All right, very good. Let's go with intern Mac.
Mac, I would like you to entertain a question about Mike O'Mara.
Sure.
When Mike O'Mara was but a boy, he had a book that taught him about hockey. Who wrote that book?
Oh, I have to stop you right there.
Okay.
Can the interns steal? Can they steal, too?
I don't know. The rules have not really been set in stone. I say yes.
I say absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because that you know that's how they undermine each other.
Right.
We have to have undermining. Undermining's fun.
And isn't it exciting to have them both here on the same day?
And incidentally, the question's been asked, and your time is up, Mac.
Yeah,
do you have an answer?
I do not know the answer.
Oh.
Rob with 1B.
I'll guess Wayne Gretzky.
Oh,
no,
Mike is much older than that.
Bear. It's Orr on Ice.
Yes.
Orr on Ice. Yeah. Great first question. Great first question. All right. It's
Bobby
Orr,
Mike.
It's Bobby Orr. Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr on the ice.
Rob Spiewak, for a bonus question, even though you're not an intern anymore,
yes.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember the story behind that book? Kind of a very big upset in the O'Mara household.
I don't.
My mother, when she was cleaning out the house, getting ready to go to the assisted living home.
Yes. So relatively recent.
She gave it to the neighbor boy.
The neighbor boy.
She gave it to the neighbor boy.
Neighbor boy.
She was sitting there. I had, count them, one possession in that house that probably had tremendous sentimental value to me. And she said, oh, by the way, that 13-year-old boy that shovels my walk in the wintertime, he's so nice. And he plays hockey. So I gave him your Bobby Orr book. And I was like, no. And then for Christmas or a birthday, one of those holidays, Carla located it online and got me another copy of it.
Oh, but it wasn't the same one.
It was. The boy was selling it.
It was.
You know what? That really sucks. That story was great because for a second I knew what I was going to get you for your birthday, and now I'm still back at square one.
Oh, yeah.
That $12.
Yeah. Don't overthink it. Oscar Santana, you're next with a question for Rob with 1B.
Rob with 1B. Rob with 2Bs unofficially adopted a young African boy. What was his name?
Oh, give him the points.
That was Jabril.
Yeah.
Jabril. Great follow at Jabrilians.
Hey, for a 10-point bonus, what's his last name?
The only thing I'm thinking of is black, but that's terrible.
Yes, it's Jabril Black.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's okay.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
That
no, that's
really,
not okay.
Really harsh.
That's not a... You just calm down.
Yeah.
Are you from Manassas, boy?
Jesus.
Is that where you're from?
That's exactly where I'm from.
Okay, you just calm your ass down.
Yeah. For what it's worth...
Not acceptable language on this show.
For what it's worth, Bobby, we were looking...
His name is Blicky Blick. God
we
damn,
for...
we all of a sudden, we have an intern who's a South African apartheid prison guard all of a sudden. Hey, Blick, get into the back of the truck. Blick.
What we were looking for was a predicate nominative, not a predicate adjective.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. Reset the board and we go to Mike O'Mara.
Matt, hold on. Mac, do you want to steal? Do you want to steal?
Yeah,
do you know the last name of Jabril?
I do not.
No.
Now, here's a little tutorial, Rob, with 1B, all right? The comedy answer would be, I know the last name, Rob. It's... I'm so sorry.
You know, Mike, I never forget the day we met Jabril when he ran into my yard and found the Coke bottle. And it was...
You guys are going to hell.
So far, 10 points for Rob, and now my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this question goes
see.
To Mac.
All right, Mac. Mac, here is your question. Rob Spiewak's mother's first name.
Oh, it's a good question.
Oh. I do not know that.
Yeah.
Somehow I find that comforting.
Rob with 1B, would you like to steal?
Tabitha.
Our interns suck.
A really white
Our interns
name.
Suck.
Yeah. They really do.
I swear to God. All right, we
have
time
for another go-around. I'll think of the whitest name I know. Tabitha.
All right, I guess...
It's Sharon.
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 Sharon. So now the board was reset, and we go to Rob for the first question.
Yes,
and it's
absolutely.
A question about Oscar. When he had his legendary breakup with his previous girlfriend, what was the first item of hers that he broke?
Mm. Oh, see, that's so tough.
That not for,
is
not
so
for me.
Tough.
I remember.
I'm going to guess her cell phone.
Cell phone, Oscar?
Negatory.
Yes.
No, I
have a chance.
Can I try? Can I try? Do you want to try to steal,
he gets
Matt?
To steal.
Matt. Wasn't it her sunglasses?
Oh!
10 points. We have a tie.
Mac attack.
We have a tie.
Yeah, it's a Mac attack.
Question goes over to Mac. Mac with the question from Oscar Santana. Oscar, your turn. Take it away.
Mike was a legendary drinker, and he enjoys this particular beverage. What is the beverage?
Ooh.
Alcoholic mojo.
Oh, Guinness?
Oh, the Mac attack has ceased.
My God.
Terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Guinness?
It goes, the board goes over to Rob with 1B.
I'd like to steal. That'd be Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Oh!
Wow. Big win.
That's Jason. 20 points. 20 points.
That was a layup.
I also would have accepted in years past Amstel Light. You drank Amstel for a long time.
Or Michelob Ultra.
That's true.
Oh, you were a big Michelob Ultra guy.
Or Grey Goose Vodka for a time.
Oh. NyQuil.
Or, you know, Bailey's Irish Cream when the mood would strike me a little bit.
Oh, and didn't you have, what is the French orange liqueur?
Grim Melon.
Yeah, you had a Clément Yeah.
I thought you were a big cognac guy.
Cognac. They put it together. Who's that guy that put that thing together yesterday?
Guy in Alexandria. Do you remember, Mike, when before they built the amusement park in New York and the cognacs that roamed the wild side?
You jerks.
Okay, is it back to me?
Yes.
And who am I asking the question of?
Mr. Ford.
Mr. Ford. Rob Ford. All right, let me see. All right, here we go. Oscar Santana, please tell me the name of his brother's wife, who is also a doctor.
Oh, that is a ball buster. Think white.
He always does.
What a jerk.
Jesus. You know what? I'll modify it. That's too difficult.
Okay.
I'm going to modify it on the fly. Oscar's brother practices a particular form of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what that medicine that he practices?
He is not white.
I believe it's anesthesiology.
Woo! He's got
it. Good for 10.
Right? That's
but
right.
It's to be more specific, isn't it pediatric?
No, my brother is anesthesiologist.
Ah. His brother-in-law is a pediatrician.
Yes. Ah, there you are.
Yeah.
There you are.
And what is his sister? What is his sister's name?
I'm blanking
for a bonus. For a 5-point bonus.
Oh man!
Think Latin. Actually, Russian.
Ooh. Russian.
Yeah.
Mac, would you like to steal?
Oh, Carlita.
Correct answer, Tatiana.
Tatiana, that's right.
Tatiana.
Carlita, you jerk.
Correct answer is Tatiana. Thank you very much. Now it's to Rob Spiewak, and you have
Mac.
A question for Mac.
I do. All right, Mac, there is a legendary story that dates back many years of Mike having a dildo shoved in the front of his automobile, unbeknownst to him. What was the name of that dildo?
I don't remember that, no.
You know what? He's so whimsical when he screws up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Please, sir. Please, I have some more.
I haven't a single idea.
I was simply trying to read the gossip game. I wanted to do.
All right, Rob. Rob with one big chance to spiel. Steal.
Steal.
Big guess, but Vanes McGee.
Vanes McGee.
You know what?
I'm sorry. The judges will not accept
Vanes.
It.
That's not going to work.
Answer we're looking for,
jerk.
The Bulldog.
The Bulldog. Okay. And now it's on to Oscar Santana for the last question in this opening segment, and we will crown the intern with the most knowledge of our show compatriots.
Okay, right. Perfect. It's for Rob with 1B?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Rob with 1B.
Yes.
It's difficult for us to come up with these questions because we really don't know each other that well.
I want to make one that's okay, this is perfect. So Rob, with 2 B's, has a best friend who is notorious on Facebook, but he doesn't use his real name.
Ah.
What is his handle on
Facebook?
It's
good. I like that.
That's a good question.
It's been recently on the show. It's very good.
Is it Tad Patterson?
No. Tad Patterson, that famous alias. Tad Patterson. His real name, Roy Johnson.
Colonel Johnson.
Would you like to steal? Mac, would you like to steal?
I know the last name is Knight. But I think it's Damon.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
The last
Mac,
part of the last
Mac,
name is
Mac, let me ask
Knight.
You something. Mac, turn around. Just for do you listen to the f***ing show just out of curiosity?
Every day.
Every day. Okay. All right. So it's just
his retention level. It's tough.
You know,
it's
and low. I will give Mac credit. A little credit. It was almost there.
Yeah.
No,
it was almost there.
It wasn't at all.
It wasn't. You're not counting it.
No,
okay.
Because he gave us the last part of the last name. That's like saying, what is the radio host's name? His name is Tana.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Mac, would you like the correct answer? I have it for you.
Sure.
The correct answer is Black Camaro Boy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was.
and that used to drive my mother crazy. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that would send her into a going crazy. She said, you stop naming nuts. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut, red pistachio nut, natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
To the strains of Kilimanjaro Cookout.
No, actually, Mike, it's Nutville.
Oh, it's Nutville. That's
right,
Nutville.
Which is why I paired it with the tape.
I somehow thought it was that. Maybe on the same album. I could be
Roar
wrong.
Of 74, Mike.
Oh, you want that? This is when this might have been the era of Buddy Rich, although I don't mind it in retrospect, but it was different. Buddy was trying to be hip.
Yeah, he was eschewing his big band roots.
Yes. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
You know, Mike, I have something of a relationship with the people at KCJJ, but of all the listeners of the day, I guess this is one that Oscar would know, not us. This is the day of Juan Santiago.
Ah,
Juan Santiago.
¿Cómo estás?
Juan Santiago. Very good. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Pourquoi, Mike?
Because they get it. We mentioned Encore. We talk about Encore a lot because they are a huge supporter and a great advertiser, and they are people that can help you. So why don't you help them? If you're out there shopping insurance, you can find a wonderful company by using Encore. They're going to do all the work for you.
Yes.
What they do is survey the most highly rated insurance companies in the industry to compare their premiums. Encore will do the work. You don't have to do it, and there is no obligation. So all we want you to do is give it a try.
Give it a
Isn't that what it's all about? A try, boy. Oscar Santana used Encore, and you should too. Oscar, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate Encore Insurance
solid
Services?
Solid 10.
10.
A solid 10. Here's the number to call. 866-347-5748, boy, to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com.
That's SMARTTERM.com.
You're going to have to open a browser and then put it in the search bar, boy.
That's where you'll find the license disclaimer
and quality customer service.
I don't know if Encore is going to welcome Jiminy Glick being featured on their commercial.
I'm sure they will.
That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service.
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out for us, but mostly for yourself. Stop paying too much for life insurance, boy. Protect your family. Rob and I haven't been doing a taping this early in a long time.
No, it's been years.
You're listening. By the way, you're listening to Every Morning in Maine.
Yep,
right now.
You're about right.
Protect your family the smart way.
At smartterm.com.
Welcome back to the show.
These are my boys, Matthew and Modine.
We are doing an antiquated Martin Short bit.
Jiminy Glick and Lala Wood.
Jiminy Glick. Not funny to like really sit down and watch a whole episode of it, but funny to just recount
little
the way he
it.
Talks.
Little bits of it.
You know, funny stuff. All right, welcome to the show. We are taping the show early on Friday as the journey will begin from South Florida, and I would like to run through the moving parts, which I've been wanting to do for a couple of shows now, and these are the moving parts down here in Florida.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm uptight, other than the fact that there are
trailer for sale,
many, many moving parts to this journey. Mm-hmm. All right? Would you like me to start with the bare bones of this?
Please,
okay?
Sure. Give us a nucleus.
The one thing that is on my mind that I'm going to be doing is trailing a boat. And a lot of people that have trailed boats, and I've done it before, will tell you that it's just a little nerve-wracking because, you know, you're not in your own car. You're in your own car, but you're hauling this behemoth in back of you. And listen, to all the truckers out there and the big rigs, the 18-wheelers, the fact is this is nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing.
When I heard that you were kind of nervous about this, I...
You think it's silly, right? You think it's silly that I'm uptight?
Well, it'd be silly if you didn't have a trailer that was made for a boat and maybe you had to jerry-rig it up there. But
yeah,
no,
I mean,
you've got the tools for the job.
But it's still an extra added. You know what? It's not easy to drive to Virginia from Florida, period. That's a long trip on a lousy road, and he's just adding an extra layer of inconvenience. I feel you. It's no fun at all.
And it's the actual distance that the ultimate destination, Bangor, Maine. That's really, it's just a long time, and there are many moving parts to this.
Yeah,
you
have more storage room, which is great on the boat.
You're right. I mean, don't think we're not doing that. And the fact is, if you add up the total passengers, it's going to be a boat on a trailer.
Das Boot.
And it's going to be transporting all of the studio equipment from down here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be transporting all of the clothing for a month that Carl and I have down here. It is transporting a
so
chihuahua.
Many outfits, Mike. How many fabulous outfits are you bringing?
Oh, I'm bringing all my cocktail dresses. And as a matter of fact, the steamer trunk that I'm putting everything in, my Titanic-style steamer trunk.
Covered with stickers from all the places you've been?
Yes, and I'm very excited. Yeah, she's lovely. She's a lovely boat, the Titanic. No one can sink her.
Did you keep your winter clothes, or did you shed them?
Shed most of them. They're in storage.
You might need them because we're getting a cold snap up here.
Yeah, up where we are, our final destination.
That's
that sounds
sad,
like
right?
The horror movie. Final destination. The final destination could be chilly up there.
At night. That's why we have an intern to build us a fire.
Stop doing that with your back. Stop doing that, Mac. You're driving me nuts. I can see that. Stop it with the hands.
Close your iPad, son. Your iPad.
What are you? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, what is he doing? Is he doing something for the show? The other day I gave Rob.
Help me out. Yes. Please. Thank you.
Yeah, don't give him two mics.
I'm updating a show page.
Mm-hmm. Which could be done on his time.
Yeah. No, let him do it. He's there early. I don't care. Go ahead.
You're working on the iPad on the WordPress site? Oh, pretty impressive. Why wouldn't
you
use
that's
computer?
Initiative, right, Oscar?
Yeah,
that's initiative?
I'm pretty impressed. It's right, not really doing. Easy to do. Right, look at him.
Okay, great.
So, Mac, why don't you leave the room? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, if you really want to help the show, there's an unair-conditioned hallway. Why don't you wheel a task chair out there and sit there?
Working on the program.
Can I get back to everything? Okay,
yes.
So we have boat, we have trailer. We have luggage for Mrs. O'Mara. We have luggage for Mr. O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
We have entire studio being transported.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That includes mixing board, all the audio equipment, this lovely backdrop that I have here, all of that being loaded in. Then now would you like the living creatures that are going to be being
Please.
Transported?
Yeah.
We have Mr. O'Mara. We have Mrs. O'Mara. We have 11-month-old baby.
Yes.
We have Pug, we have Chihuahua, and when we get to Virginia, we have 16-year-old daughter. So it is, it's daunting. This is a daunting journey.
At this
point, is something
Mike,
that maybe would require a large semi to transport everybody's stuff.
Do you regret buying the Cooper Mini now?
I will tell you that my Honda CRV CrossFit, or whatever they call
That's
them.
That's it, the CrossFit.
The crossover.
My Honda CrossFit is going to be fine for this trip. So, Oscar, it's not just trailing the boat.
Yes.
And here's the thing. If it was just putting the boat on the back of the car, trailing it from point A to point B and unloading the boat, would not be that big a deal.
Right.
But this boat will be detached from the vehicle on three separate occasions.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the hardest part about trailering a boat is attaching the trailer to your vehicle. That's the thing that sucks the most.
That is true.
Do you know my father bought a video monitor. He has a mini camera that he clips on the back of his car and then a small TV set in his car so he can
back up and see where he's
back up and do the boat himself. But he requires that. It's a really tough project.
Yeah, but if you have two people, it's not hard.
It's still pretty hard.
It's
pretty hard.
Oh, no, I've seen it done.
Well,
it's pretty easy.
When my father and I do it, you see, my father and I lack patience. And if you lack patience, it's a tough job. I'm sure Mike will do fine.
Well, I got news for you. When we get up there, on Sunday morning, Oscar.
Yes.
I'm going to put you to work.
Oh, I've done this before.
Because you're going to be the guy that's going to be crawling around the boat.
Oh, my God.
Launch it.
One of my parents' friends. They had a boat, and he would let me drive the car all the time before I had a license.
Right. Oh, you loved it.
It was awesome. Because I would take the boat trailer and hook it up with him. It'd be awesome.
It was before he had a license when he was 22.
I'll look forward to. I'm going to be, utilizing people because the other thing, a man of larger carriage, hopping around on, little bitty dinghies and things like that. It's going to be, it's going to be interesting. To say the very least, it's going to be.
We're going to see a headline that says the tides are rising when we all get in the boat.
Yes, it'll be fine. It's going to be just fine.
It will be fine.
I will tell you this: when Oscar and Rob and Rob's son and Carla and the baby and Shannon and everyone, we're all on the boat. I think this is going to be the sound of the boat. It's going to be going.
Hey, don't forget about this guy.
Oh, no, he might not be coming. I'm sorry. I really don't think that Rob with one B, Rob with two Bs, and Mike O'Mara will be on the boat together. As a matter of fact, Rob with one B, can I be honest with you? Can we all just kind of go separate? I already hear the jokes. I already hear the jokes that my family's going to be making up there. You know where it's going to be. Are you going to be bringing the Chubby Checkers with you again?
Yes.
Up to Maine.
I can see us standing in a row, and they're going to say, "Look, it looks like before, during, and after."
You know what? Now that I thought of it, Evolution. Let's take a break. We need to address Maine and the three fat men and how we're going to live, because that has to be planned for.
Understood.
I S you not. We will take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I swear to God, Jack.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by LegalZoom.
Zoom!
You know, America was built by innovators and dreamers. We've told you this before. People like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, they laid the foundation for our country. Now, down here, Thomas Edison and Henry Ford spent a lot of time with their inventions.
Yes.
And also, they spent a lot of time together. They were very good friends. People didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you don't know. We have the Edison House down here. Mm-hmm. You live down here. These days, it's the inventors and entrepreneurs all around us, just like you, that keep our country running, fueling the job market and the economy. This month, LegalZoom celebrates innovation by helping you launch your dream. Apply for a patent to secure your invention, register your trademark to protect your products and services, incorporate or form an LLC, and launch your business. Visit LegalZoom.com and use discount code TMOS. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take the care out of all the details. They'll take care of all the details, is what I tried to say there. They've helped over 1 million businesses get started right, and they've received an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Celebrate innovation with LegalZoom today and get a special price on trademark, copyright, or provisional patent applications by using the discount code TMOS at checkout. Remember, LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. LegalZoom.com, discount code TMOS. And we thank you for that, everybody.
Wonderful.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we have to figure the fat men thing out.
What's
okay,
because
look, I'm looking at Rob, I'm looking at me, and I'm looking at Rob with 1B. We're massive. The three of us are like, I mean, it's just, I don't see, I see separate cars.
Oh, yeah,
I see
one
that
SUV
right
just
away.
For
well,
you guys.
Know, well, that's fine. You know, I've got a midsize. I've got I think the equivalent of a Chevy Blazer. Do they still make a Chevy Blazer?
Are you taking the Tahoe up to Maine?
No. We're renting.
Are you flying and you're renting? What are you renting? Are you renting an SUV?
Yes.
Oh, good. Mm. Okay, so you're a midsize SUV?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Perfect. All right, that's flawless.
So we'll be okay. And also, as far as Rob on the boat, it really, it seems like we're, sort of excluding him, but we're not. Because Mike always requires someone to stand on the pier with a lantern. and that will be your job.
When are they coming Very back? Good.
No, I'll take Rob with 1B out on the boat. It's just not necessarily when we're all on the boat together.
No, then we can take turns.
To be honest with you, I'd like to do little, shift work on the boat.
Cat
sure. Take different people over at different times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the way I'd like to do it. But who knows?
Well, you might not even see Shannon and I, because we've got a whole week of Acadia National Park planned out.
Excellent.
Ooh. Oh.
So, we'll probably you know take your saying. Daughter with
Watch
us.
Out for you know people what he's with saying. Hockey masks.
They're already, he's already setting the table for as much distance from us as they
possibly can. And you
know what? Oscar, are you going to do a lot of hiking? Are you going to do a lot of hiking? Is that what you're
yes,
do?
But I figured we'd take Elizabeth with us, and maybe if Rob's son wants to come with us, little Rob.
Yeah, you know what he'd be doing? He'd be out there looking for a Wi-Fi signal. I got nothing yet.
Now, let me ask this. Because I want to know how far the apple falls from the tree. Robert III, he's athletic. He plays basketball.
Yes.
My daughters and my daughter Elizabeth, absolutely top of her hit parade, believe it or not,
really?
Is going on long hikes out there. Do you think Robert III is hiking material?
I think
material?
That he would like it, and here's why. He thinks the world of Oscar.
Oh,
I have no idea why.
Why not?
Yeah. And so, you know what? If he has an opportunity to get away from you and me, and face it, Mike, the bloom is off the rose with us. I mean, once you feed him lobster, he'll be back in your good graces. But until then, he tires of us.
I'm also...
But Oscar, he likes. So I think he would. I think he would hike.
I'm taking the drone as I hike.
Oh, that is so cool. I totally am into you coming back in the evening and sitting around and
or
checking
not.
Out the video you get.
Or not. What a jerk.
Or not. Now, we mentioned yesterday, was it in the bonus show or the regular show?
Uh-huh.
But we talked about Rob with 1B and the fact that he is really an unknown. He's kind of a wild card. We've only known him for a relatively short period of time. I'm extremely fond of the lad, as you know that, but I've really not gotten to know him.
We've
and
not spent a lot of
change
time
up
with
in
him,
Maine.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very, very intense togetherness in Maine. Even though the house is spacious and there's lots of destinations, you can spend all day in the house and not see each other. However, the time together, it just seems very intimate.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me go through the discussion yesterday with Rob is that you were going to have some butler duties when you're up there, since you are horning in on this trip. You are going to have some butler duties.
I believe was at the conclusion of the bonus show that drops later today that we discussed.
You're going to hear more about it. But we said you'd be in today and we were going to lay your tasks out. Rob, can you kind of rehash for young Rob here, Robbie, exactly what his tasks will be?
Do you know what a butler is? What technically a butler is? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you know what a button is?
I don't.
I do. The
butler is
the servant of the house.
Is the head of the kitchen.
Oh, the head of the kitchen. Okay.
Right. So he doesn't know what a butler is.
I didn't know that answer either, Robbie.
Okay.
Don't
so
worry.
Now Alfred. The deal is about a butler is that the fact is you do not need to wear a uniform.
Okay.
So that's nice, right?
Okay.
Oscar said a tuxedo T-shirt would be nice.
Yes.
I'd be okay with even waving that. I think as long as he's showered.
Yes. Well, it's up in Maine. You got to remember, we got one shower for 20 people.
If he's relatively hygienic, I'm fine with it. And the main task we landed on yesterday is that all others must eat before you eat.
Or be served.
Be served. And you're going to have to assist in serving, which is no big deal.
That's great.
Since the bar is part of the kitchen, Oscar likes an occasional cocktail before, during, and after. Yeah, and I'm there with him. So you'll need to, of course... sidle up to the bar and take care of that.
So what it is, let me explain.
No attitude.
First of all, you will not be responsible for cooking any meals because that has already been laid out.
Unless he chooses to.
Let me ask you this.
No.
Robbie, let me ask you this. Are you a cook? I mean, you're a man of larger carriage. You like food. Do you do cooking on your own?
I'll do an occasional cooking. I don't have a specialty. I can read really well, and I'm happy to be a sous chef if someone needs it.
Okay. All right. So then you will not be required to cook if you don't want to.
He can read really well, though.
Well, cooking is
reading.
The
thing is, you will be required to for every meal. And one night I'm providing the meal. One night Rob is. One night Oscar and Shannon are doing it. And and maybe Carla will do it one night too. So that pretty much covers the week. The fact is that you will be required to serve every meal that's prepared. And then once everyone is served, that is when you bring we made an exception. Rob was against this.
I was going to have you eat in the kitchen, which is
Rob wanted you to eat in the kitchen.
And that's really an honor. I don't know if you've ever seen at fancy restaurants when there's actually the chef's table.
Oh.
That's really what it is.
The chef's table.
The chef's table in the kitchen.
Yeah, next to the
fridge. But you will be, as soon as everyone is served, then you will be allowed to come to the table
allowed,
with your
Mike,
spot.
He will be encouraged.
Wow. You'll be encouraged.
And
so you'll have your place. And then you know, it counts for drinks. It counts for drinks. And so serving drinks as well. So really, when and now listen, that does not, and here's something where it's a real bonus. You will not be required to do dishes, but you will be required to assist in bringing the dishes to the kitchen. So what I'm saying is that serving the meal and then clearing the table is going to be your responsibility.
As head of the kitchen, really dishes fall right under his
responsibility.
We will be rotating.
You can surprise us.
He could. Yes. He could step in at any time.
He could be like, hey, guys, I'm earning my keep.
Let me just say.
I've got a sudsy rag.
If you were to put the dishes into your duties, that would be tremendous extra credit. That would be tremendous extra credit.
Little something in your envelope for that.
Yeah.
I can absolutely make that happen. That's
nice.
Not a big deal.
I have, seems to be the right idea. Yes,
I have
Oscar,
a question,
go ahead.
If you don't mind. Mac, what's your night?
What do you mean?
That's right. You're not right. Going.
Well, because he hasn't been invited.
Oh, weird. Oh, that got awkward.
It's okay. Nothing. I wasn't
There are certain
anything.
Moments, Mike, when I am so glad we spent the money on the video cameras. If you're listening to this podcast, go back and check out the video. Mm-hmm. It's super.
No problem. So, no problem at all. Everything's okay. We can move off this topic now. We're
if
okay.
you were to be there, Mac, what would be the dish you would cook?
Pasta.
Spaghetti?
Well, or ramen.
It's simply opportunity. Rob, with 1B, caught Mike on a weak moment. Pony wasn't going. It wasn't your day to be here. Otherwise, you would probably be coming with us, but unfortunately, we just don't have the room.
That's right.
It's okay, because I'm going to Rehoboth Beach that weekend.
You know, Mike, the Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic? Right there on 190th Street. It's great.
I love that.
The Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic.
That is too funny.
Now come on in, and I want you to repeat after me.
Ocean.
Go really, down to the shore.
Orioles.
You know, prior to going to the Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic, I had a terrible time. I was able to work on my enunciation and enjoy the boardwalk.
Baltimore.
Here at the Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic, we've taken thousands of people and trained them to assimilate back into society. Yes, whether it's a hair lip, a lisp, a terrible stutter, here at the Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic, thousands have learned how to communicate. Thousands have learned to communicate more effectively. Before I came to the clinic, I couldn't communicate with others. Now I'm doing fine. At the Rehoboth Beach. All right, anyway.
And remember, Mike, at the clinic, all the taffy you want.
That's right. Each of our graduates gets a bag full of saltwater taffy. And on graduation day, all of our students are treated to a trip to Thrasher's French Fries.
Yum!
Yeah. At the Rehoboth Beach. It's Rehoboth Beach Speech Therapy Clinic.
Exactly, you know? On 190th Street.
Absolutely.
That's the place.
So I think we're cool on that. I don't want any hurt feelings.
Yeah, next
year,
I want
to make sure the rules are established at the beginning so that Rob with 1B knows that, you know, just the idea of like a massive boating excursion and seeing you two redwoods trundling down to the boat would just, you know, I mean, you're going to affect the weight of the dock when you get on it. That's the way it's going to happen.
It would sway.
It would sway, boy.
I was wondering if maybe we could boat in shifts because the dock is beginning to sway.
Do you think there's a chance that we could tow one of you in a dinghy behind the boat? Do you think there's a chance we could do it?
Boy.
Hop off on the buoy, boy.
Should be fantastic.
Hey, can I bring some... So like a football, frisbee,
say
things
no.
like that.
Say no.
Now, when you say that, you indicate to me
that you have a vision of this place like you did the last time.
Yes.
That it's going to be.
He's thinking Hyannisport.
That it's going. Yeah. That it's going to be Nag's Head, and it's not. You know that, right? We have rocks in front of the house.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
remember.
You
but there's
a
little side
football.
Yard.
Yeah, you can't throw a football. Can't throw a frisbee.
I would prefer. I would if you wanted to bring a football and a frisbee.
Yes.
I would be very happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Hey,
great.
He could
that
bring a football fantastic. And he could sit on it. I think it'd be great. Hey, I have a question for One Bead Rob. Do you think Rob would be up to taking the Frenchman's Bay Challenge?
Oh, boy. Oh, you know, God, I swear to God, I wish we had a defibrillator in the house.
Yeah, it really almost killed me last time, but it's worth it.
Would you like to tell Rob what the Frenchman's Bay
when
Challenge
we head up there, the water in the bay will be what, like 50 or 52?
Something like that.
Yeah, and it's the water that actually Mike's property backs up to. And to be an official... welcome resident of Maine, you have to go out into Frenchman's Bay and submerge yourself for a total of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Probably the most enjoyable moment for me the first time everybody came up was the day that Rob went into the ocean, and it was spectacular. And Rob, you liked it.
I will do it again.
I'll definitely do it. Sounds great.
But again, we can't go at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
Because Mike hasn't paid the flood insurance.
The
no,
tides, of course.
On that one, we both. As a matter of fact, not only are you two going to do that at the same time, you're going to do that with no one else involved, because that is going to be captured by video, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Of course.
I look forward to that. We will take a break, and we will come back. I want to hear about Rob getting drunk dialed by Tech 411. We'll talk about that coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll never find.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeOmaraShow.com, part of the More Network.
You know, I listen to Katie's promos, and I say, I am amazed that... nobody directed her to a voiceover career in cartoons.
Her voice is so great. It's great.
Because she would be, I mean, Katie could have been on The Simpsons when I hear that.
Yeah.
That is her real voice, and you get to work with her. What's on the Fabulous Cake and Cookie Show this week, Rob?
This week, we're probably going to address the fact that she has to medicate her dogs for thunderstorms, and also that one of her dogs has a drinking problem. That she actually had to get a sippy cup for her wine because Presley will drink the wine. And when Presley was a puppy, had to go to the hospital for drinking about a half a bottle of scotch.
There you go.
These are wonderful stories about what a wonderful parent she is.
That's Cake and Cookies on the More Network. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Hotel Tonight. The 4th of July is on a Friday. We've mentioned that to you before. That means you've got a long weekend coming up. And I've got an app for you that will make planning easy. It's a brand new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show. Check them out. It's called Hotel Tonight.
Yes.
You see, hotels try to sell out of rooms every day, but when they don't, they offer great same-day deals on rooms that would otherwise go empty. Hotel Tonight lets you find those rooms. All you have to do is download the free app to your smartphone or tablet. You can search by location and hotel category, like Lux, Hip, Solid, Basic, you name it. Booking takes 10 seconds, 3 taps and a swipe, that's it. The list is never overwhelming because Hotel Tonight keeps it easy to make your life easy. They have a low price guarantee as well. Get $25 off the first time you use Hotel Tonight when you use our code TMOS25. That's TMOS25, but you must use the code TMOS25. Go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download Hotel Tonight now for any smartphone or tablet. Launch the app and use our special code when you register by entering TMOS25 in the promo box to get $25 off your first booking, Hotel Tonight. A couple of things I want to talk about here. Not only the fact that you were drunk dialed by Tech 411,
so true.
But it's time for me to kind of let the cat out of the bag. I've alluded to it a couple of times, but it is kind of a change, and I know there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be crying out there.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to fall on their knees and start sobbing, but the fact is... alcohol has not been a part of my life, and a lot of people don't know this since the Super Bowl. I have not had a drink. I quit drinking, and it's something that I've kept on the down low because in a stupid way, I was kind of saying to myself, oh, what are people going to think of me?
Well, it's and part then of I'm your saying, on-air persona.
Right.
It really is. I mean,
it doesn't define you, though.
It doesn't define you, but it's part of it.
I think I've maintained a tremendously
unstable emotional state without alcohol. The same one I had when I was,
true.
There's no change. No, there's
no change. It's probably a healthier lifestyle in the long run. And as far as the way it affected the show, it hasn't affected the show at all.
No, I really thought that you would stop yelling about the little things, and that has continued. So
yes, goddamn right it has.
I really thought that it would change, but I haven't seen any noticeable change whatsoever.
And it will continue.
And people are going to ask why, how. Everybody's come to that moment. I remember when I quit smoking, I just woke up one morning and said, you know what? Enough.
Yeah.
This is that.
Mm-hmm. You do get a moment. And I think I probably said to both of you guys at one point, Oscar and Rob, I probably said to both of you guys at one point that I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
That it's just not. The ultimate reason for it is that it's been building and building and building. And I just, I think everybody that gets to be around my age,
and
a lot of people.
Had a new baby.
Your
schedule all those factors
contributed. Being an a-hole, when I would get too much in the cups. But more importantly than that, just the recovery. I mean, the recovery. And hold on just a second.
Yeah,
I'm
no problem.
With this effing dog.
It's okay.
No, he says he's getting the dog, but what?
Well, Frankie hasn't quit drinking.
Well, the thing is, he says he's going to take care of the dog. He's actually going to get a drink. It was a good run, though. He made it since the Super Bowl.
You know, no one said he could do 6 months.
Yeah. Carla's home with the olives, and he's going to put them to good use.
He showed them.
That sounded like Frankie and not Beluga. So
really?
Do you think someone is home? What do you think?
No.
Do you think it's an intruder?
There's a weird feeling that I have, but I don't think those dogs are going to be around for too much longer.
In what way? The health
problems?
Well,
I think Beluga's going to kick the bucket, unfortunately. That'd be sad.
I think Beluga's going to outlive Frankie, because Frankie's frail.
No, I'm not going to outlive Frankie. Frankie is dead.
No, I was just saying Beluga is going to outlive Frankie.
Well, today, there's a real good chance
what,
of that.
What set
a
him
real
off?
Good chance
what
of
set
that.
Him off out there?
Anything. He's a nervous little stick dog. I swear
you know,
to God,
this is
I hate that dog.
Not a bonus show. Just
oh,
a reminder.
Sorry about that. All right.
back to your sobriety.
So, yeah, sobriety. And anyway, it's the recovery. The worst part for me, and this happened every time, because my type of alcoholism, as I can tell you very openly here, is that I'm not the guy that needs a drink to get up in the morning. I'm not the guy that goes on a week-long junket and is the guy that's the first one to have a beer every day and drinks every day. I never was that guy. I think it's the only thing that kept me out of rehab is that I wasn't doing that. What I am, though, is the guy that never, and you guys all know this, never wants the party to end.
Yep, it's true.
Ever, 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 ever. And because of that, it would be not only drinking, but it would be a lack of sleep as well. And the recovery the next day to be something that was just, I got tired of it. I said, I don't want to do this. I want to feel better.
The expense is not just the alcohol, but the day after. I mean, days
the
were
day
just,
after was,
you know,
the,
sometimes
the
just
after.
Lost. Yeah.
What's and changed? Do you feel healthier? Do you feel happier?
Well, the what's changed
yes
is
no.
the is being present and being involved with an 11-month-old and who gets up no matter what at about 10 of 7 every single morning being there every day. This young man in the first year of his life has pretty much always seen me first thing in the morning. And that is something that, you
horrifying.
Know, I'm incredible.
poor kid.
Good morning.
He's back.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning. But anyway, it's...
Tell me about your dreams, little Michael.
What? Hello there.
What was the first thing you saw?
And especially when he's been sick and he hasn't been feeling really well, it's nice to do that. And being present, being down here, the time was right. Lots of major changes. And sometimes when you've got those, I throw a few extra ones in there to make it happen. And when I went back to Virginia a couple of weeks ago to go on the ride with Jimmy's, that was kind of interesting for me because that would be my drill on Memorial Day for years and years and years. My Sunday was get up at the crack of dawn. Certainly don't go out Saturday night because Sunday morning, crack of dawn, you go out there, you do the ride of the Patriots, you ride with all the motorcycles, and then I would be looking forward to it for a week because I would say, then I'm going to get back to Jimmy's. They're going to move my bike into the firehouse, and I am there for the day.
Gone.
And that is all day long. And I went back to Jimmy's, and I was watching the people that were doing what I used to do, and I felt
very relieved that I don't do that anymore because physically it just makes me feel better. At the same time, I miss it terribly. I used to love to do that. I really, really enjoyed that. And, you know, it was a big part of the person that I am on the air. But I'm not going to hide it. It's
no,
like,
no,
I'm not
no.
like somebody,
no,
oh, boy, you. People, you know, it really didn't matter. It didn't matter. If it, I'd have a good story once in a while. That would be about it. But other than that, it never really, you know, impacted what I did for a living.
Now, again, it didn't define you. And really, no. There's another chapter in your life, especially with little Michael. The fact that you could be there and be present, as you mentioned, in the morning, that bond, that's something that you can never recreate, and you're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and the thing
now.
About it is, it's not what everybody thinks when you do that. This is just a life choice. This is like giving up carbs. This is like, you know, when you just choose not to do it. You choose not to do it. And I did that with smoking, and I did that with drinking as well. And I also, the only thing that I will go along with those programs that people go into mm-hmm. is say that this is not necessarily something that I think, you know, I'll say never, ever, ever, never again.
Right.
Because you never know that, and it could happen. But every time those moments have happened, and they've been frequent. You know, Carla and her mom having a glass of wine one night, and I'm like, that really smells good and looks nice and looks like something I want to do. I never predict that that's not going to happen, but at the same time, every time I've gotten to that point, I kind of say, nah, you don't want to start doing that again. That's the way.
Sounds
I,
like you got
I,
your head
I
in the exact right place for it then, you know?
So with that said, that prevents no one. It's funny, if you came down here to Florida and you looked at my little cabinet, I still will open
there.
That. I will open that door up occasionally, and I'll look at all you. Hello, old friend. Look at all my old friends.
You talk
look
to it
you
like
all stacked up.
When Zero Mostel talks to the money and the producers, hello, boys.
Hello, boys. I miss you. That's hope you've it. Been well. I'm so glad you don't need to be refrigerated. Yeah. That's right. You can stay there for years and years just waiting. And I haven't thrown it out. It isn't that kind of deal where we're throwing all the booze out. And to be honest with you,
you're
Carla,
still allowed to cook with vanilla. Your,
yes,
everything is
absolutely.
Fine. Yeah.
And Carla, you know, she has glasses of wine all the time, so that happens. So my question
15, 20 a day.
Speaking of that, did you get drunk dialed by Tech 411 the other night?
I
speaking
did.
Of people that still drink.
Was
thank
it
God.
Monday? Oh, yeah. It was Monday night was the happy
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, Monday
right?
night after our taping of Tech 411.
It was about 9:30, and I know this because
like
I was
the way you said Monday night after our taping Tech 411.
I know because I had already
available
put myself
on the new app for the Michael Mara Show.
I put my cell phone away for the night. I was upstairs watching some TV and my landline rang. Which is weird because my parents are really the only people that call on the landline as a rule, and they don't call after 9. I didn't recognize the number, and you know what I thought? I thought, this is some misguided telemarketer. Let's have some fun.
Because your family's away.
Yeah, so imagine my disappointment when I pick up the phone and I say, hello, and I get, hello. And it's almost like a sitcom take where you take the phone away from your ear and look at it because you're not sure what you're hearing. And I say, hello? He says, I was wondering if Mr. Robert W. Spiewak Jr. is in the house. And if he is, may I have the pleasure of conversing with him?
Was this while you were taping or after you got
And I realized, I said, you know, this is Drunk Oscar. Yes. And I said,
really Drunk Oscar and, to be calling you.
Yeah,
fun Oscar.
When he calls me on a landline, that right. troubles him that I have a landline. And he would, you know what? He somehow thinks it makes him less cool to call me on a landline.
Well, but wouldn't it be safe to say of everybody on the show, you're the only one that needs the landline?
Exactly.
Because you're unreachable by cell phone more than anybody on the show.
True
enough. Because you put it, what do you put it, like 6 floors down or something? You put it in your bunker when you, like after 6 o'clock at night.
No, not, usually I'm available until about 8.
It goes Rob, Mike, Oscar as far as availability. Oscar never answers his phone, but he always knows when it rings.
Right.
You and I turn in and put mine in another location so I don't have it wake me up.
Pony is
and
pretty
you do,
good.
You do
Pony
the same
is pretty
thing.
Good as far as answering. And Oscar, a lot of times what you'll get
wait, wait, hold on a second, wait. Pony's pretty good as far as answering. Pony's like the worst like junior employee I've ever had as far as
maybe,
answering
maybe
phones.
Maybe he's just ducking you because he usually answers for me.
Yeah,
he never answers for me.
I think out of everybody, it's Pony and I are the best at answering or texting back or following.
Well, what you a lot of times get from Oscar is that 2.5 minutes later, your phone rings, you get, hey, sorry, airplane mode.
But I am completely, I'm fine with that because it means he got the call.
Yeah, exactly.
And I almost expect that from Oscar. Rob, you are the one that, you know, when you go into your black hole. When you are when you are incommunicado, you are incommunicado.
However,
you are
in my
unreachable. And the thing about you being unreachable, you don't do anything.
But I've told you for years.
What is he doing?
No, what I mean is, he's not away.
If you call me on my landline, I will get it. I will answer. I always will.
That is true. That is true. But the fact is that, and rarely have I tried you at home when you're not answering the cell phone where you don't answer.
Right.
That is true.
And I make mistakes like anybody. I turn my ringer off every day for the show. Sometimes I forget to turn the ringer back on.
Do you get busted for that too? Because I get complete crap from Carl about, is your ringer on?
Sometimes,
is your ringer on? Because I will go an entire day with my ringer being off. I forgot.
And then you look and there's 75 notifications.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But it's a mental about making sure it's off. Sometimes I forget to turn it back on. And when the phone is going into charge, I charge it by the computer because it syncs up, and that's in the basement. And by the time dinner time rolls around, I'm not in the basement. If the ringer's off, I'm not going to hear it.
I will say that sometimes charger and plugging it in your bedroom.
I don't want to be that close to my phone.
Oh, interesting.
And you can't sync it in the bedroom, can you?
I very pointedly keep my phone out of my bedroom because I don't want. Carla keeps hers, and she has some cricket sound for her friends that do the running app.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
that running app
the
that people
fire,
have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like, and I'm like, what the F was that? It's like, stop it.
Yeah.
Turn that thing off. And so she leaves hers on all the time. Mine, I will be honest with you, I keep in a separate room because I just don't want it to ring.
It's called your cell phone room, isn't it?
We'll have a night where the baby goes down. The baby goes down late.
Right.
And it's like 8 o'clock, which is late for the baby going down. And I'll sit there. I will finally put the baby down. And the baby's been difficult. And I go out and it's TV time for me. I sit in my fabulous recliner that I have not enjoyed nearly as much in Florida as I did back at home. I'm like, hello, old friend. And I nestle into it. And then, of course, immediately there is a notification on the phone. And I realize that, well, 90% of the time it's Jimmy Cerrito because that's when he wakes up.
Yeah.
That's when his day starts.
Do you ever get
At 8 p.m.
At that time, do you ever get a text or a notification on your phone that's from your son that says, thanks for putting me down, Dad?
Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
As long as he has his stuffed monkey, he's okay. He's going to go out. And he is, I pray that through his twos and his threes, that bedtime is just like this. Because right now, I think it's pretty rare that you have an 11-month-old that you can put down and you might get a little whimper, you might get a little crying, but then he's out. He's ready to go.
And you can't put a value on it. It is the best.
We're talking about a year of that boot camp, and hopefully that's going to work for us.
That's excellent. You know, Julia.
So getting back to the whole thing with these guys,
I think you're going to be okay because Julia was always a good sleeper. So if it's the same template, you're good. You'll never see her until she's 13.
TM Soft is expanding, which is Todd's company,
right.
And he was.
Is that why he's looking for new employees?
Yes.
And that's the point of the drunk dial, because after I said to Oscar, how drunk are you? He says, really, really hammered. I said, how much have you had? He said, like a million.
I said, I said three beers.
That's a lie anyway. Anyway,
I've seen Oscar go off the aircraft carrier after three beers.
Yeah.
And I just said to him, I'd had a couple glasses of wine. I said, well, you're winning. What can I do for you? He says, Mr. Todd Moore wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at this point.
That's such a good drunk Oscar.
Now I'm ready because this is more fun than a telemarketer.
But
now,
just quick caveat. I didn't have your home number, but girl, Katie Cole had your home number.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Said, let's call him.
Let's call him up on the 20.
Because I called him on a cell and I couldn't get you on a cell.
And so I get Todd, and Todd sounds like he's had one more beer than Oscar. And that beer was a growler. And he said, Rob. when Todd is really at this point, a lot of his talking has to do with exhaling. So it's like, hey, Todd, how's it going? It's going good.
It's like he's seducing you, but he's just hammered.
And I said, what can I do for you? He says, I'm trying to hire people for TM Soft as audio engineers. What should I ask them? And I realize that this is a weird mixture here because he's hammered, but this is something that's actually a real important question to him.
Right.
And we went through a few things, and I said, ask this, this, this. And he says, right, what about this question? And I said, that's valid too. And I said, essentially what the job is they're going to be the people producing the sounds for white noise.
Yes.
And I said, make sure, even though they're going to be looping sounds, make sure there's like a way they can prove that they know how to loop music. Because when you're doing sound, rhythm is very important, particularly in white noise applications. I said, if they can loop the intro to a record, if they can make it sound you know, seamless, they'll be able to loop anything that happens.
If you're
going to
make a mistake in a process like that, it's the rhythm that's going to get you.
It's going to get you, Mike. It's, so and he sorry. Said, ah.
Gloria Estefan.
And then there's like a 5-second pause to a point where I go, hello? And he says, I just hadn't thought of that. and then I grow tired of this. And I say, well, Todd, I appreciate the call and good luck with the hiring. And I'm thinking about him interviewing people, you know, in 12 hours from now. And I say,
yeah,
and just the
dead.
Hot, boozy breath. And he said, wait. I said, what? I'm right here. He says, can I send you the quiz?
Has he hired anybody for TM Soft yet,
well,
Oscar?
We found out. We were hammered, but we were serious. We were like, you should just hire Rob. You could hire Rob part time or whatever he wants, right?
Right.
The second job you've been looking for.
Exactly. And I've been knocking on doors, Mike, for years.
It's what
Where
he lives
is this
for.
Second job,
Rob? I'm sure you snapped that right up, didn't you?
You know what? It was funny. My resume was not up to date, so I was overlooked.
I'm really bummed out about it.
As we dug in, we realized he wasn't just looking for the white noise project. He was looking for a sound effects guy for video games, a guy that created sound effects for video games.
Ooh.
So,
Rob, that actually sounds like something you might enjoy.
It's pretty cool stuff.
And we were going back and forth, and I didn't know how, and this is the great thing about Todd. He'll wake up, and something we talked about maybe 4 hours beforehand, hammered, he'll have done. Like, he had the quiz done and ready to go before showtime the next day.
And he included all the stuff we talked about and the question that was added. The quiz was great. I really wanted to reply to him, I don't know how you did this, but what I replied was, good job.
So he interviewed a couple guys from gaming companies this past week, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, we'll see how Maine goes this year, and then maybe the following year, maybe that'll be the year of Tomo in Maine. But,
that'd be excellent.
Now, based on Las Vegas, though, you know, he fell into that category, that TN category that I... And I'm not talking about TM Soft. I'm talking about TN as in Nancy.
TN.
Too needy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey. Hello, babe.
My mom requested this song, Mike. I had to play it. When mom asks for a song, you play her a record.
Is she an Elvis fan, Rob?
This is not Elvis. This is The Shadows from Great Britain.
Away.
But yeah, she loves Elvis. She does.
They're the shadows in the halo.
It just sounds like, can you start it again from the beginning?
You bet. It's called Rhythm and Greens.
Okay. See, it just sounds like it could be an Elvis song from a movie.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. It sounds like a mid-60s Elvis record.
Like Elvis works at Apple, you know?
Yeah, does
Well, I'm on the line making those iPhones. Yes, sir-ree.
What he would be, Mike, he would be an engineer, a software engineer slash singer. Everything he is in a movie, it's always slash singer.
Put that gigabyte on that phone. Hey, da, da, da.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, where's your Christmas music?
Hey, where's your, come on now. Gather all the employees around at Apple. Celebrate the life of Steve Jobs, and we're going to sing a little song.
Summertime and the living is easy. Yes, summer's finally here, and you want as much free time as possible. Am I right?
Right!
Right, right, right,
right, right, right,
right, right.
Wake
right.
up, Oscar.
Don't let going to the post office cut into that time. Use Stamps.com instead. Everybody knows that going to the post office is a drag, finding the time, finding parking, waiting in line. All those things make Oscar Santana say,
boo! Yes.
Thank you. We use Stamps.com, and we love it. It saves time, money, and our sanity. Act now. 30-day free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone to use our code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS. Just remember, Stamps.com and TMOS. Without further ado, time for our entertainment report of the week with the man himself, the man who schedules meetings, works for a software company, consults for major manufacturing, and does the Mike O'Mara Show and 15 other podcasts. I give you Oscar Santana.
Aye, 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 aye. Gentlemen, aye, aye, aye. Let me tell you, Harrison Ford apparently really did get hurt on the set of Star Wars 7.
So what, it was his leg or his ankle?
Contrary to initial reports that he suffered a broken ankle on the set of Star Wars 7 last week, Harrison Ford actually broke his leg.
Wow.
Surgery.
That's nasty.
He had to go in for surgery. That's how bad the break was.
Now, there's nothing funny about medical issues, Mike, but why is it that it would be so much funnier if Harrison Ford had broken his hip?
Yeah, that's true. The hip would have been funny. You know, as far as I'm concerned, when you say there's nothing funny about medical issues, you haven't watched Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Actually, I have.
Gentlemen, it looks like he'll be out for 2 months.
Oh,
that's not bad for a guy his age. I'm surprised it's not longer.
It's not bad, but what does this do for production? It looks like it's going to cost millions of dollars to work around him. The CGI effect that we talk about for Fast and Furious 7 is being considered for some of the filming so they could save some money, but we'll see what happens.
All I know is the exchange was like this. The producer came into his hospital room and said, "How dare you break your ankle during production of this movie?" And now Harrison Ford looked back at him and said, "How dare you, Mr. Producer?" Sorry. Just an old Harrison Ford.
Wasn't it interesting, though, that we talked about it? Everyone said it was no big deal, but he had to get medevaced out of the set.
Yeah.
So it had to have been pretty damn bad.
But are they shooting in London? Where are they shooting?
They're shooting in the UK, yes.
Okay, so yeah, so they actually...
That's interesting. They medevaced him with a broken leg. That seems a little excessive.
Well, they're not going to make him walk.
Well, that's what I think. One,
well, they could drive an ambulance to him, Rob.
The fact that it took so long for this to get out, we're talking about 2 weeks after the fact, right? Mm-hmm. But think about when we initially heard the story that they said it was just a kind of a freak accident. He had a broken ankle, maybe sprained.
Right.
But for precautionary measures, they took him out. They took him out on a
compound fracture. It is
on a medevac.
We actually asked her. We have someone who was on set that day.
Crippled he will be.
Do you think that he's too old to be in movies?
Old he is. Dementia has set in. Walk he will not. Limp he will forever.
Pretty scary. Pretty scary.
Thank you, Secret Oscar. Insider.
Scrassy hiking he will go.
Will he bring his drone?
Rob with one be in two piece. On the boat they will sink.
Hey, Hollywood Insider, do you need a lozenge?
A Jedi needs no lozenge.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Gentlemen, as we move on, I know we're all Breaking Bad fans,
yes.
And one of the big rumors, and now
Methy will cook.
Oh, he's still here.
Oh, he's here.
Sorry,
Hollywood
please
Insider.
Hang out through the entire thing.
Paddling, I will.
Yes, you're in from Dagobah, aren't you?
Yes, Tatooine.
Bob Odenkirk. What does that name mean to
you?
Oh,
he's Saul.
Yes, Better Call Saul.
Ooh, sequel he has. a spinoff he has.
It's a spinoff, yes. Absolutely. Better Call Saul will be set almost like a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Do you think the buzz on that show is very bad?
No, it is very good.
Really? I heard that they're having trouble with production.
It is so good that they've already renewed it for a second season and even hasn't even hit the screen yet.
Really?
That's how good it is.
All right. Well, I'm very surprised at that. I would think that would be, you know, that was a really character central to Breaking Bad, and I'm just kind of curious that I don't know if he could carry his own show, but now I'll check it out.
Did you get that bad advice from a Hollywood insider?
I did. It's, you know, watch it, you will not.
So that's big news for Bob Odenkirk. He also stars, if you haven't
Aftermath
seen yet.
Aftermath it is.
Fargo on FX.
Oh, the show based on the movie.
Yes. I finally got through all 10 episodes, the first season.
That's supposed to be great. Did you like
Billy
that?
Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Well worth watching. You would love it. Check it out this weekend if you can.
Oh, cool.
Before you get any spoilers.
Okay.
So Bob Odenkirk, he's not just making money on Fargo. He's making money on Better Call Saul. 13 episodes in the first season. The AMC just ordered 13 more episodes, so you can't go wrong.
And
there.
Also, he is an amazingly funny man. I mean, really funny. Not just a good actor, but a great talk
I've
show
I've heard
guest
a great buzz about Fargo also. I've heard tremendous things about that. I did not know that the Better Call Saul is going to be successful. I thought that they had production issues with it. That's
well,
what
you
thought.
Know what? Actually, what I read, and I think you probably have it there, is that even though it has already been renewed for a second season, there's delays in getting the first season complete.
Yes.
So it's sort of a good news, bad news. It's going well. It's just they're having a...
They're filming in New Mexico.
It's a slow go of it.
Yeah.
So.
Last one before I go, guys. I know it's a little short today, but Saved by the Bell is coming back, and it's coming back. This is a little scummy. Have you ever had Dustin Diamond on your show? which was
no,
a
I have not had
oh,
the pleasure.
He's trash.
Oh yeah, so we had the pleasure in Phoenix to have him on in studio and to, for extended segments. And at that point,
light day.
at that point, he was pitching his sex tape, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and he'd also
he's very well endowed. That's the rap on.
Yes,
him.
He also does stand up comedy or tries to.
Yeah.
Apparently, this unauthorized biography will be based on Dustin Diamond's book, and they've got.
So are they making a movie?
The real characters aren't coming back for it. They're actually making a tell-all movie made for television.
Oh, my God. No.
What about behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes of Saved by the Bell.
So it's going to be like R-rated?
It's not R-rated. It's going to be on, you know, whichever television network it gets picked up
maybe
on. They haven't announced yet.
TV Guide Channel.
Yes.
What a waste of time.
But it's
you could get the role of Mr. Belding.
Yes, thank you.
It's interesting because you look at the cast they put together, and really, everybody looks like, it's just like they're young guys, like a new John Paul Gaultier, like all these
Mark
guys.
Mark Paul Gaultier.
And is this gonna be like what really happened during the taping of the show?
Yes.
Is the one who plays Jesse as hot as Elizabeth Berkley?
Elizabeth Berkley's. I'll let you decide right now.
Okay,
I'll turn
cool.
the computer around, you can decide. You can tell which one she is, clearly.
Yeah, she's not. She's not as hot as
Not her. As hot.
No. But I wonder if in 10 years if she'll do a movie like Showgirls.
Mario Lopez.
With ice cubes and nipples.
Yes.
And Lark Voorhees, if you remember
yes,
her.
Yes, Lisa Turtle.
Oh, look at you.
I watched the show
nice
a lot.
Nice pull.
Very good.
So they're coming to that story. Their story based on Dustin Diamond's book is coming to a television near you.
You know what? I'm looking forward to the movie, but I hate the fact that Dustin Diamond is getting money for it.
Yeah.
I would like to see him fail.
It sucks.
Well, simply because if it was anybody else, you'd be like, okay, let's see what happens.
Exactly.
And it was so salacious the way that he actually came out with that sex tape and then
yeah,
tried to spin everything
around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
around.
Barry Williams and that guy. They, you know, they just never let it go. Yeah. Never let it go at all.
Pretty soon they'll
is
have
that it?
The
that
sex
is
tape together.
Oscarazzi.
That is Oscarazzi. We will take a break and come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, take it away, band. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talk about Encore all the time. We're doing another big push for our wonderful friends at Encore. We want you to go out and get your life insurance. Everybody needs it. Encore is the place to go because they survey all of the highly rated insurance companies to take care of you. Here's the number we want you to call. It's 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. You can visit SmartTerm at smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out for us, but mostly for yourself. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Let me give you those numbers again and the website, 866-347-5748. That's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault, everybody, for Friday, June 20th, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Going to have to beg your indulgence on this, but a guy died yesterday that meant something to me, and I put something together. His name was Jerry Goffin, and he is most known as being Carol King's husband, and they wrote a lot of hit records in the 1960s. But
you surprise me periodically with the people that you know you highlight, and I saw it on your Facebook page, and I didn't realize until I read what you wrote how many hits he had penned.
I didn't know who this guy was, and I didn't know why you cut my Oscarazzi short. Now I know why.
Well, no, I actually gave it. We're almost on schedule today.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, because we got to hear about this guy.
Well, you know, it's a really great entertainment report when a guy who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, his death happens and it doesn't make the thing. So,
well, I knew you'd talk about it.
Okay, so we actually planned it, Mike. This is just fun repartee.
Montage.
He wrote over 50 hit records.
Jesus Christ, the setup is good. All right, no, he wants to do his setup. Let him do it. Go ahead.
I just want to say that he was a chart force from 1960 to 1989. He is dead, Mike. Yes, you are correct. And he's the only person on earth that actually wrote a record for the Beatles and Whitney Houston. And I guarantee anyone who hears this montage is going to hear at least one song that means something to him.
Okay, good. I like this.
Here is Jerry Goffin, 31 records in 3 minutes.
Wow.
pop a bomb. Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong? There's room in up for two up on the roof. It's a long way to be happy now.
Oh, oh no, don't beat me down.
If you think his lips can kiss you better than my lips can kiss you, run to him.
Go away, little girl.
Hey, girl, I want you to know.
Take a try and step outside your mind.
Don't say nothing bad about my babe.
I can't stay mad as you.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Not just an amazing length of hits, but all genres of music for solo artists, groups, soul, pop, standards, everything. Safe Home, Jerry Goffin.
Jerry Goffin, I would have paired that list to about four songs.
Yeah.
I mean,
which is why I beg your indulgence.
But the thing is, I mean, those hits, I recognized about 10% of those. I mean, how many of those were they all like chart toppers?
Yeah, they're all that, all top 20 hits. Many of them.
I mean, but
top 10.
He's best known for Carole King, right?
That's, well, being married to Carole King in a great partnership with Carole King,
and also writing a couple of her hits as well.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah, excellent.
Okay,
yeah.
What?
I mean, that was 2 minutes too long.
Is that it?
No, there's more. I just
well, what's
to...
going on? It's not my segment. It's the audio ball. It killed the show, but other than that, I'm fine. Normally, I indulge you, but I'm sitting there. You know.
All right, then let's play again.
Oscar texted me. That's 2 minutes too long. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at that. I mean,
no, it's fine.
Really, when I heard
as
the first
I said,
one, I was like,
I said,
that first song, and then it was just like, okay,
how about
these are all songs he wrote, but they weren't hits.
Well, no, they were.
They weren't all hits.
What if we play that at the end of the show?
Okay. Would you like to play it again?
No. Please don't do that. Please.
Then I'm unclear. Let's play again.
He's texting me.
All right.
What did he text you? Play a game?
We have about 2 minutes too long.
No.
What did he text? What did he text you? I couldn't.
Oh,
look
he
at
texted
him.
Me. He texted me. He said, "This. Well, first of all, it's an Oscar text.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this us 2 minutes too long because he can't f-ing text, or is T? And then he wrote, or is TMOS all music all the time?
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right, I'm going to play you some electronically distorted audio. Tell me what this says, okay?
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's a record scratching.
Let me hear it. I'm playing for you one more time. You can make out the words, okay?
Oh, wow.
It makes
I
no
got
sense,
no idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the
right.
weird thing. I'm going to play you what it is, and then when I play you the distorted version again, you're going to be able to understand it. This is like an optical illusion to your ears. Here is what was actually said.
The Constitution Center is at the next stop.
The Constitution Center is at the next stop. Now listen to the same tape I played you earlier.
The Constitution Center is at the next stop.
You could understand it, couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But it's similar. Scientists say it's very similar to the way when you put closed captioning up on a foreign film, you begin understanding the people with accents. It's just the way your brain works. Okay. And, Mike, there is the greatest audio vault of all time.
Jesus Christ.
Have a great Friday.
All right.
I love you, Rob.
What about the mailbag? Did you figure out what we were going to say?
You said we're going to say that on Monday. You said we're going to do that Monday.
We're going to do that on Monday.
Exactly.
Okay. For now, if you want to send anything to the show, it's ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com. And remember, if you said it, we might read it. If you need it the old-fashioned way, our address is TMOS Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, our official e-voice hotline. Look at Rob tapping. Look at Rob tapping his finger right now.
He's beat red.
That's right. Full of love.
He's going to kill me.
Our e-voice hotline is 800-440-8167. Thank you. We'll see you Monday with a brand new show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.